This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. What do they call our relationship? Is not Goomba. It's
Goomba.
Consigliere or something. Is it
no,
Goomba?
Consigliere is the lawyer.
No.
I'm the Goomba.
Robert Duvall, in other words. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. He's got this, right? Consigliere.
Yeah. Okay.
The fixer.
Yeah. The fixer, yeah. And then some.
The Michael Cohen of the Corleone family.
Yes, right, exactly. Let the Corleone run for president. What have we had any mobsters? Have we ever had any mobsters that actually got close to being president? I wonder about that.
Oh, wait, how about wait, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, because they don't have to be Italian to be known.
Have we ever had any mobsters that became president?
Yeah, yeah, listen.
That's
look
question.
Around. You might have them. Might be one running, and there might be one there now. Who knows? Well, and who's in the mob? It used to be the mob was all Italian. Now the mob's are Chinese. There's a few Italians thrown in for good measure, but it's mostly
There have been mobs, yeah. Meaning organized crime.
Irish mobs.
In just about every ethnicity.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you touch on a very sensitive area for Italian-Americans who for years have been battling the stereotype that Italians are mobsters, which mathematically is very far from the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. And there's the Somalians that are mobsters in a manner of speaking, right? And wouldn't we consider Hamas to be mobsters in a sense?
Mobster is not a an official definition. It's one of those subjective terms.
Right. You know? Exactly. Yep.
You and I have been accused of being mobsters in our industry.
Well, we've been accused.
Do you remember
United
the term,
Front?
No.
Yes.
Do you remember the term Massachusetts Mafia?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay.
That was us. We were trying to control the talk radio business.
We weren't trying to control anything. We were just doing our thing. I never tried to control. Don't ever say that.
Well, that was the rumor, though. That was what people were saying.
No, the rumor wasn't we were trying to control. The rumor was we were controlling. Try.
Yeah, see, you know, see where you got us.
Don't try, Luke. Do.
All right, well, what we should do right now is go through the story list and the people list from your work at Talkers Magazine. Yes, all right, so with the charts for this past week.
Let's do it. They know what we're doing.
Yes.
At number 10,
hopefully.
Xi Jinping in San Francisco.
I left my heart
it sounds like
in San Francisco.
At number 9, the Supreme Court of the United States gun ban case. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the Biden family investigation. At number 6, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race tied with the GOP debate. At number 4, the Trump Organization trial. Election results at number 3. Number 2, protests, anti-Semitism, and the Talib censure. And at number 1, the Israel-Hamas war. On the people survey, we have at number 10 a tie between Gavin Newsom and Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin's at 9. Number 8, Hunter Biden. He's still hanging in there. At number 7,
speaking. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Don't forget me. Don't forget me.
At I'm still a 7, crook.
Right. I have a laptop. I have a suitcase. At number 7, a variety of the GOP candidates. Spotlight seems to be on Nikki Haley. Mike
and
Johnson.
Her scummy friend, Ramaswamy. You're a scum, is what she said to him.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole thing about the blonde, attractive white lady who seems to be Senator Scott's girlfriend these days. To counter rumors that he's gay. So there you go. Very big time stuff. Did you know that?
Okay. No, I had none of that. None of that made its way to me. There you go. But inquiring minds want to know. Mike Johnson is at number six. At number five, Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump. She's a very cool cucumber. At number four, Glenn Youngkin. Rashida Tlaib. At number three, Benjamin Netanyahu at two, and Joe Biden number one. And it was a pretty wild week in the world of news talk.
Ivanka Trump is much smoother than her father. It's interesting to, I just watched a little of that video. I've always thought that she was the smartest and perhaps the most well-motivated. There are no flies on her. She should be running everything. And Trump, if Trump would listen to his daughter, I don't think he'd be in the jam that he's in. But he doesn't listen to anybody. And, you know, they've said, she said, I love my father, but I'm out. And so, kind of like an episode of Shark Tank. How do you think Trump would be on Shark Tank? What do you think? He and Mr. Wonderful together. What do you think?
I think he'd be very good. As a matter of fact, maybe he has yet a chance to be on that show.
Yes, it'd be an interesting reality, wouldn't it?
I think Trump would also have been made, although I don't know if he's educated enough, but he would have perhaps been a good host of Jeopardy when they were going through celebrity tryouts.
Yeah, I don't know. He's too focused on himself.
Dr. Oz did it.
Yeah. Well, listen, look what he got him. He didn't win the Senate race. And no, maybe he should have. That's a whole different can of worms under the circumstances. Hey, the whole thing about candidates, you know, you just made, this sort of springs me into mental action, talking about the quality of candidates. Looking at the stage, I don't usually watch the debates, but I sort of got sucked in. Because I like Chris Christie, and I seem to be the only one who does, in terms of what he has to say and how he says it. He makes a lot of sense, but he's not doing that well. Nikki Haley seems to be sucking all the oxygen out of the room. DeSantis, although he was in the middle, was, as usual, non-plus self. There's nothing about him. I think that the two most interesting people up on the stage, well, discounting DeSantis and Ramaswamy, who I thought at first was kind of cool, but now I don't. I think he's just a satellite bomb thrower. Scott is thoughtful. Chris is somewhat because he's gotten trained well to be on television. He looks sort of the part. And Nikki Haley just seems to be hitting her stride. So what do you think?
I'm not thrilled with anybody running for president right now. That's all I can say.
I didn't say I was thrilled. I'm just saying room.
I admire Chris Christie's resolve and his courage. The problem is we all remember who Chris Christie really is when he was he was the governor. And, he was pretty shaky in many areas of integrity and just common sense.
Yeah, tough cookie. Yeah.
But he has now, it takes a lot of courage to go up against the Trump people in the Republican Party, and he's done that. Nikki Haley, she seems to be a chameleon. Sometimes she's on, sometimes she's off. It all depends on the moment. It depends on the question. Scott comes across to me as not being that cohesive in terms of
he's not that bright, maybe. That's
his approach to things. Ramaswamy just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I liked him at first, the first couple of times I heard, because he hit some good points.
He's
an arrogant jerk.
Showboater.
Yeah. Yep. So through all of this, Michael, though, there was a Siena College poll this week that came out that two-thirds of which got published and promoted in the liberal media, and what I consider to be the most important part of it was left out. The right-wingers didn't pay much attention to this either, which they could have, because they're all afraid of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And when you look around at Joe Biden fading as quickly as he is, Trump's kind of holding his own. And I think the Trump people are now looking around and thinking, hey, maybe it isn't Biden who's going to be the opponent. Maybe it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. along with Joe Manchin running as a team. What do you think of that?
Well, they'll take away votes from both sides. Mm-hmm. Manchin definitely would be a problem for the Democrats. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., although he calls himself a Democrat and he calls himself a Kennedy, he really is somebody that would take votes away from the Republicans.
Yep.
So that's the issue. Maybe they'll cancel each other out like, two fouls in a football game, one committed by each side.
Aren't we all thirsting for something different? We're thirsting for not the same old. The Trump lovers, fine, good for you. You love them, go with them. Biden doesn't have anybody who really passionately loves him. People who have a D behind their name feel they're obligated to support the party's candidate. But really, my town is run by Democrats. The state of Massachusetts run by Democrats. And, they pay attention to Biden because he's a Democrat. But in their heart of hearts, you can tell body language, listening to them talk, the tone. They're looking for somebody that they can't find because the party mechanism, the party bosses, the Susan Rices of the Democratic Party, are controlling what's going on. And it's they're going to learn the hard way, I guess. I can't see him winning at all.
You can't see Biden winning?
Nope. Can't. Don't see it.
That's an interesting observation. So you think that Trump will be reelected?
No, I'm not sure of that either. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. I don't want to see either one of them as president.
You think a third party candidate could actually win this election?
There's a lot of time between now and next November. And the way things are going in our country and in the world, I think anything at this point in our lives could happen. Really do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's possible that between now and, the coming months, Trump may not run as the Republican nominee. But, there's a lot going on that's, happening in courtrooms where it's reality, as opposed to the court of public opinion on cable news, talk television, and talk radio.
I mean, he can't get pardoned if he's not president. And if he goes to jail before he gets elected, right?
I mean, if he gets elected. Plus, the only people that are going to love Trump are the Trump lovers. He's got a core that's very, 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 unique.
And the talk radio world is full of those people because they think they have to program themselves to the Trump lovers. So there you go. All right. We'll continue with our conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You have to start somewhere. So, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The story list and the people list is always available at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. So the essence of what's going on in Israel is something that I think, as it is number one this week, there's so many different ancillary things to it. I wanted to spend some time getting some thoughts from you, Michael, on the things that have been seen this week. There was some raw footage from the attack on Israel that has been the Museum of Tolerance out in Los Angeles showed bearing witness to the October 7th massacre. That's the name of the film. It's been compiled by the Israeli Defense Force, and what it does is show the violence that has been recorded on people's cell phones by Hamas militants. Gal Gadot was the organizer of the event, and so what was seen was horror. Just plain. We hear the stories, we've heard it, but now here's some proof of what they did. And so now, what do you do with this proof? What do you, you show it to the world, you bring it to the United Nations, you the court of public opinion, the fact that there is part of the reason for this was the protesting. So number one and number two on the story list this week on the countdown, the anti-Semitism, the lady who's a congressperson and her remarks about the Israelis and then the protests on college campuses. The ignorance that is prevailing here is startling, to say the least. But how anybody can look at the footage, although the people who are pro-Palestinian are saying, it was edited, it was, you took things from this, that. My stomach turned when I saw this.
Yeah, well, so when people say it's edited or it's fake, that's crap. It happened. And yeah. just like a lot of things that, whatever's left of real media, because fake media and AI and all that could do things. But it was real. Look, this is human nature at work. Of course the Israelis are outraged. Of course they're angry, and of course they're retaliating. They have to. What happened there was outrageous. We felt the same way after 9/11 in this country. You know, go get them. Of course, we went and got the wrong guys, but that's neither here nor there. That's a whole other story.
Thank you,
but the
George
fact
Bush.
Is, when somebody when somebody does an atrocity against you and your people, road rage. Oh, you cut me off. I'll kill you. I mean, this is human nature. And what's necessary now is an understanding of why it's happened, but cooler minds must prevail.
Heads.
And diplomacy must step in and end this thing. Okay? That's what has to happen, as opposed to saying, it's okay because look how bad they were. Now they can be bad. Two wrongs don't make a right. But it's certainly understandable why people would be outraged and want revenge and want to deter this from happening again.
Well, and that's the food behind the Israeli strikes. They have hit near hospitals, but trying to get to the tunnels that are under the hospitals. They've pushed deeper into Gaza City this week.
Yeah. And Hamas uses its people as human shields. I mean, they're a dastardly bunch. They do not deserve any sympathy.
No, not at all. No. Okay. So there's a quick review of number one and number two in the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown at 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. Former President George W. Bush expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, the lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. Back at 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, going through the stories and the people list, picking things here and there that when I pick at stuff, it's like picking at a scab, the wounds that are there. And that certainly is some of what we feel about the protests and the war and that sort of thing. Maybe even for some people with the elections, the wounding of people participating, the rawness of the debates. And I don't even think they're debates. It's just a clown show. And I thought it was interesting. Biden doesn't usually sharply attack Trump. But Joe Biden's number one on the list this week. Trump's not number five. Usually he's up a little higher than that, but there are other distractions.
Yes, going on. Our obsession with Trump is distracted by reality.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, Biden was in Chicago for an event. And he was talking about, this was on Wednesday, the victories the Democrats had on Tuesday around the nation. And so his quote was, this is, sounded like Trump a little bit, quote, "We haven't stopped winning and he hasn't stopped losing." Obviously making the focus on Trump. The truth is this guy can't get tired of losing. Remember when Trump made winning his signature line during the campaign, kind of like "you're fired" when he was on the TV show, right?
Yeah.
It was that.
Yeah.
That was his line. Well, winning was the kind of the Charlie Sheen thing, politically speaking. And so now Biden has used. I'm sure he has speechwriters. I don't know that he'd think about it himself, but anyway, what he also said, Michael, quote, "Maybe Donald Trump sees a dark and divisive future, but I don't." Well, that's not bad, but it's interesting how the words get turned around. Never say something that you could be used against you. I guess that's one of the political rules, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where people forget what you said the next day. And, you know, the short-term attention span that is shrinking and shrinking in terms of public, the people, humans, is a great safety valve for politicians.
It's interesting.
Amazing.
Joe Biden said we keep winning and winning. Well, that may have been the story on Tuesday, but if you look around, one of the things that probably will be on the list next week, because it happened pretty much at the end of the week, was Joe Manchin saying that he wasn't going to run for the Senate again. And what does that do to the Dems? The Dems are, you know, have a they have a one-person lead in the Senate, and because the state that Manchin comes from is red, red, red. It's going to be really difficult for a Democrat. Democrats aren't going to win in the Virginia.
Yeah, but that
West
doesn't
Virginia.
Mean the Democrats aren't going to win in other places. I mean, the assumption that Manchin's leaving is going to tip the scale to the Republicans is based on the assumption that nothing else is going to change in the election, which is a ridiculous assumption. So
we talk about is based on assumption, Michael? What do you think?
I don't know. That's a crazy, you know, to figure out the percentages. Let's just say a significant amount of the things that we all talk about is based on assumption, projection, and wish thinking. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. And if we operated more under that understanding, not just in terms of politics, but in terms of business, in terms of theology, if people could live with mystery and not feel this need to have the answer, you know, polls and experts and all of that, we'd have a lot more of an honest approach to very complicated problems. Assumption is a word that definitely is applicable here. We operate under assumptions.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
I was just going to say, you know what that means.
This is bad. We are beginning to think very much alike, as we have for many years. I want to go back to, because this is under my skin, frankly. The more time we spend talking about what's going on, this is based on trips, and you and I had lots of experiences when we went over there together. I think it was just the two of us, too. We both went to Israel, and we had
I did a lot of trips,
bonding.
And so did you, but one of them was just the two of us, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's accompanied by representatives of Israel and the United States. I mean, that was not two guys, you know, on a vacation. We had a heck of a... we called it a fact-finding mission, and the truth of the matter is, it was, and we spoke to representatives of all sides. It wasn't a one-sided thing. I just want to put
talk
that out
radio.
There.
The audio is great talk radio. So now, fast forward to where we are today. As a fellow named Tom Hand, who thought his 8-year-old daughter Emily was dead, his daughter, he thought, had been killed by the Hamas raid, or in the Hamas raid. Now, he's learned that the information was wrong, and his daughter is a captive, a hostage.
Oh, my.
So imagine what's going on. This guy goes, the emotions of his daughter, he thinks, being killed by these people. And then he finds out that she is a hostage. What goes on? Can you imagine? This is the human side of the terror. And one example of dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands. The nightmare was that she was dead. Now the nightmare is that she's a hostage. That's just one of the many dramas. But I saw this and I thought, this is worth some time here. Because, by the way, they were in the kibbutz the night of the attack. So that's why they were there. And that's why the things, you know, all the slaughtering of the civilians that took place that night and the next day. So the guy... They didn't find his daughter's body, but that's what he thought. And so, you know, the officials told him that they were 95% sure that she was gone. But now, because they didn't find her body, and there's no blood in the house, and there are some pictures that look like the back of her, perhaps, I just am thinking of the human emotion here, Michael.
Well, the human emotion is the key to what you're saying, and it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the program for those that are just joining us, is, you know, what to do about it. Why is this happening? You know, how many people have to be killed? Sounds like a 1960s folk song. How many deaths will it take before they learn that too many people have died?
Yeah,
that's what's going on. And but the reason that, you know, we could sit in the comfort of our cars listening to talk radio or on our couches watching cable news talk television and come up with all kinds of political opinions about it. But the truth of the matter is that if, in fact, you're involved, as this person is that you're talking about, it takes on a whole different meaning. And yeah. It takes empathy on the part of all people to understand this. But what we do have to do, we meaning the you know the human race, is we have to put emphasis on diplomacy as much, if not more, as we do on military might.
Yep. Yeah, and there's all the people, the Republicans are clamoring for more ships. That was a whole part of the Hugh Hewitt, one of the talk show hosts, and also one of the Salem hosts, and also one of the questioners in that panel of three on the NBC debate this past week, asks specific questions of all of them regarding the number of ships that we have in our Navy. That was an educational moment.
Wasn't that enlightening?
Yeah, it really was kind of.
340 ships, and they have 390 ships,
But what about the idea that a global dominance between China and the United States is going to come down to how many ships you have?
Ships they have.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's like
how many horses do we have? You know, we've got 100 horses against their 40 horses.
The whole issue of ships could be wiped out in one moment. It's a distraction to think that world dominance in 2023 comes down to how many ships you have.
Shows you how naive I think the whole and the Republican cry for defense spending. We got to have more. It's so obvious the tie between many of them and the military industrial complex.
Exactly.
Sickening. All right. Before we leave Israel, I wanted to tout some of the groups. When I talk about this on the Good Day program, I've been referring, you know, they keep talking about the Hamas and the horrors of how they don't get along. I've come up with 10 different groups that are made up of Israeli-Palestinian non-combatants, you put it that way. Like Combatants for Peace is one nonprofit that was founded by soldiers who were Israeli and Palestinian. Another group called it's called Standing Together Israel. This is an Arab-Jewish grassroots organization. There's a group called the Parent Circle, a family group of Israeli and Palestinian families. Echo Peace Middle East, Israeli, Jordanian, and Palestinian members of that, hand-in-hand in Israel, Jewish and Palestinian children. We went to a school, didn't we? Was that on the trip I had with you? I went to a school. We talked to children, Palestinians, and Christians, and Jews, and was that part of our tour? Or
that was not our trip together.
No,
but
okay.
I've done similar things. But the point you're making is that, and it's a point we've discussed a number of times, is that not everybody is hateful to each other,
right?
And that really, the thing that is motivating the militarism that has sparked this conflict has been extremists on both sides. The government that Netanyahu put together so that he could personally maintain power has been to appease the most extreme right-wing elements of the Israeli government. They do not reflect the feelings of the average Israeli citizen. Most of the people in Israel want to get rid of Netanyahu, and the poor people in Gaza whose lives are being tormented by this situation, they're not members of Hamas. They're victims of Hamas.
Right.
So it's a terrorist organization with extreme motivations and absolutely no regard for human life, including their own people, versus a very, very powerful country, very resolved, being run by an extreme part of its political spectrum. That's the problem.
And there are a lot of people who are now saying, insiders that they, in fact, the Israeli government did know. Netanyahu knew they were going to attack, chose not to disclose it because it made him the most powerful person. Now they put all of their differences aside and created a new government in which he's very much in charge. He would never speak to Joe Biden before. Now they're great buddies. You know, what did this do for him? That's something to examine. One more moment here before we pause. And I'm focused on number 10, the people. This Gavin Newsom, who has, because of his trip to China, his trip to Israel, other things that he's been doing, raising his national profile. Meanwhile, the voters back in California have soured on him greatly. His approval rating is at an all-time low. Isn't it interesting how these people who set their sights with their ego in front of them, they want to do what they want to do, and so they do what they're not being paid to do. This guy isn't doing anything for California, and he's being paid as the governor of California, and the people there who have supported him through the trial and tribulation of his recall now say, hey, maybe we shouldn't have supported him the way we did.
Interesting. Politics is a tough game. Newsom will survive that and on to be a rising star in the Democratic Party one way or the other. There's no stopping him.
All right, I want to, in a moment, pause for a moment. Then I want to talk about the Michael Harrison interview this week. That's coming right up here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you'll see these published, by the way, every week. We put them up on the Good Day site, gooddayshow.com, also at talkers.com. So at number 10, the governor of California invites the leader of China to come visit him, and the leader of China comes to visit in California. That's the those are the two names that are at number 10. Vladimir Putin is 9. Hunter Biden is 8. His dad, by the way, is number 1, not to jump the list. Pretty much all the candidates in the debate this past week are number 7. Mike Johnson, the speaker, number 6. Trump and his daughter. Interesting the way the lawyers took off on Ivanka this week. Number 5, Glenn Youngkin. Number 4, Rashida, I never pronounce her name right, Tlaib, I think is how you pronounce it. Number 3, Mr. Netanyahu is 2, And as I said before, Mr. Biden, number one slot on the People List from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. So the MH interview this week, Michael Harrison does interviews every week that are promoted through Talkers, through this program. This week he has Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's about to come up here on the Countdown. He does every week, talking about some of the legal aspects, but you have him on the MH interview this week. What does he tell you?
Yeah, it's very solid conversation about ransomware and cybersecurity, which he's the biggest expert in the country on that, as far as I'm concerned. And it started out as an idea for a webinar, and then we decided let's not do a webinar, let's just do it for the world. And so this conversation, it's an hour conversation, is just chock full of information about cybersecurity that we all need to have in our businesses and our lives. Yep. MHinterview.com, and Steve's coming up shortly on the show here.
That is correct, Amundo. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown show at 10 minutes before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins Doug W.W. Stephan. the wonderful world of Stephan, that's what that should be. All right, anyway, so we're here to discuss the legalities, but also because Steve has this website, scamicide.com, I really want to spend a moment or two. You got a lot of things going on this week. You're the guest on the Michael Harrison interview, which we'll talk about later on during the Countdown. Also, you're testifying before Congress on scams. And so I would like to go to AI-powered scams, which got my attention this week with an overview and a couple of different sources about what to look out for. And I think we touched on this a little bit, but because it's becoming so prolific, so pronounced, it seems to be easier for whatever the reason, because it's easier using this technology to screw people over. What kind of work is this part of what you're testifying before the Senate Select Committee? Is this part of it, the AI, the scams?
Yeah, this was something.
Yeah, this was something they're very interested in, and it's going to be next Thursday before the Senate Select Committee on Aging, dealing with scams affecting particularly the elderly. Yeah, AI is the most scary vowels in the alphabet right now, and they're making the scammers it's making it much easier for them to perpetrate scams. So, for instance, the grandparent scam where someone gets a call, and it doesn't even have to be a grandparent. It can be, you know, a friend of yours that is in some kind of difficulty and needs you to send money right away. First, you get the call on your phone, and through a simple technique called spoofing, it can look like it's coming from your friend's phone. But then the voice cloning technology has become so readily available and easy to use, and free, actually, in many instances, that less sophisticated scammers are able to get as little as like 30 seconds of your voice from, say, an Instagram video or YouTube or whatever, and they can make that voice sound like yours. You're also getting the issue of, you know, before we would get text messages and phishing emails from places where English was not the primary language, and sometimes you and I have talked about these, the grammar and syntax was laughable. But now, with AI, it can look and sound really legitimate. And of course, there's been a lot of AI investment scams that are out there. The good side is that the good guys are developing some security software that will recognize the AI scams as they're coming in and kind of defend you against them. But frankly, at this point in time, I would say the offense is ahead of the defense.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope that what comes out of this hearing will be of more value than much of the stuff that goes on with hearings in Washington, to be sure. good luck. The Trump trial this week, Ivanka and the testimony, I'd just like you to give us an overview. I look at some of the video from Trump and the stuff, the yelling and screaming and the 30 seconds of, okay, we'll start now, and then it goes to the wall. It's embarrassing, I think, frankly. I find it to be embarrassing. What's the legal side of it?
Yeah, and quite frankly, I put a lot of it at the feet of Trump, who is turning it into a campaign rally and trying to make this as if he's being, you know, persecuted. I think perhaps the most important thing to remember that people don't necessarily understand is this trial, it has already been factually determined that the Trump Organization committed fraud in the overvaluing of real estate and dealings with banks. So that part, the biggest part, is done. This hearing is just to determine what the damage, what we call the damages, what are the amount that the Trump Organization is going to have to pay, and what kind of sanctions are going to be held against them. You know, certainly, with all his bravado, Trump did admit on the stand that he did participate in the valuation. The two sons didn't have much to say other than blaming other people, but it was really pretty irrelevant. The key thing is all we're talking about is how they're going to be punished. Of course, there'll be appeals, but that's to me the most significant thing.
Yeah. Well, it goes on, and the fact that he's so rude and he gets away with it is what bothers me. You know,
I agree.
Forum and stuff. Why the judge even puts up with it? They should throw him out. All right, Stephen J. Wiseman's. Yep, the Scamicide website, something we talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.